Welcome to the Wolfner Talking Book in Braille Library Podcast. Enhance your patron experience as you join us for the latest information, educational resources, and engaging interviews with the people working behind the scenes to ensure all Missourians may read. We are so glad you've joined us. Hi, I'm Chris Cowan, Tech 4 with the Wolfner Recording Studio, and welcome once again to the Wolfner Podcast. I know that many of you listening have kids or grandkids that are currently in high school. Some of you listening may even be in high school yourself. As a sort of back-to-school special, I wanted to share with you some of the books that were required reading for many individuals here on the Wolfner staff. There's a good possibility that a student you know is going to be reading one of these titles this school year. So perhaps you would like to read one of these titles as well, so that you can discuss it with them. After all, there's nothing quite like bonding over a book. The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald, DB055714. Against the glitter and recklessness of the Jazz Age, Jay Gatsby makes a desperate attempt to recapture the past, and along with it, the love of Daisy Buchanan. Amid extravagant parties at Gatsby's palatial estate, his neighbor narrates the story of his obsession with the American dream. The Red Badge of Courage, an episode of the American Civil War by Stephen Crane. DB022405. This new edition of an American classic has been recovered, as nearly as possible, from the author's final handwritten manuscript. It includes many key passages, phrases, and words, and an entire chapter that was deleted from the edition published in 1895. The story itself, the first unromanticized novel of the Civil War to attain popularity, portrays a young boy enduring the test of battle in wonder and terror. The Scarlet Letter by Nathaniel Hawthorne, DB013499. A symbolic novel set in Puritan New England traces the effects of one particular sin on the lives of four people. Hester Prynne is forced to wear her sin openly in the form of a scarlet letter, A, for adultery. The other characters are Hester's child, her husband, who seeks vengeance, and the minister, who conceals his guilt. To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee, DB009110. Scout Finch is an outspoken and literate six-year-old tomboy when she begins her tale of growing up in a small Alabama town with her brother Jim and her attorney father Atticus. The children's intense curiosity about a reclusive neighbor is eclipsed by Atticus's attempt to defend a black man against charges of raping a white woman. Animal Farm by George Orwell, DB038959. An allegorical political satire of communism in which the animals on a farm overthrow their master and live a utopian life until the intelligent pigs take over and one establishes himself as dictator. Lord of the Flies by William Golding, DB048388. With horrifying implications, a group of English boys are wrecked on a desert island and have to establish their own system of government. The Odyssey by Homer, DB014869. A Greek epic poem attributed to Homer narrates the 10 years' adventures of Odysseus during his return home to Ithaca after the Trojan War. Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury, DB067981. social satire set in the future when owning or reading books is a crime. Guy Montag, the fireman hero, becomes a fugitive when he succumbs to temptation. The Outsiders by S. E. Hinton, DB022433. This classic young adult novel is set in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Pony Boy, the 14-year-old narrator, tells how it looks and feels to be a greaser from the wrong side of the tracks. He vividly describes the guerrilla raids into his territory by their traditional upper-middle-class enemy, the Sosches, and of the beating that led to a murder charge and two deaths. Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck, DB048515. A tale of the far-reaching bonds of friendship between two itinerant ranch workers, George, the more level-headed, and Lenny, more dependent. Their dreams of owning a small farm is doomed by Lenny's unintentional overuse of his physical strength and George's honorable attempt to resolve the problem it causes. All Quiet on the Western Front by Eric Maria Remarque, DB054896. Classic World War I novel depicting the horrors and futility of armed conflict. 19-year-old German private Paul Baumer relates the daily routine of ordinary soldiers in the trenches and tells how warfare affected him and his three classmates. Portrays young men who may have escaped bullets but were destroyed by their combat experience. 1984 by George Orwell, DB119472. Satire about an alternate London under a totalitarian regime, overseen by the omnipresent Big Brother. Winston Smith, a Ministry of Truth bureaucrat, attempts an intellectual rebellion against the party while he pursues an illicit romance. His actions lead to his imprisonment, torture, and re-education by the Thought Police. The House on Mango Street by Sandra Cisneros, DB035608. A series of vignettes introduces the friends and family of the narrator, Esperanza, who lives on Mango Street in the Puerto Rican section of Chicago. In this transient neighborhood of people speaking a mixture of Spanish and English, Esperanza, whose name means hope, learns to cope with being an out-of-step girl by telling stories. If you would like to read any of these titles, download them directly from Bard, or contact a reader advisor at 800-392-2614 for in-state patrons, and 573-751-8720 for those outside of Missouri. If you have a student, or are a student, who is reading another title for a class that was not listed in this episode, give us a call, and we'll do our best to get a copy of that title heading your way. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time here at the Wolfner Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library Podcast. For further inquiries on this episode, or for library service needs, you may contact us toll-free in-state at 1-800-392-2614. Out-of-state callers may reach us at 573-751-8720. By email at wolfner@sos.mo.gov or visit us online at www.sos.mo.gov/wolfner.